So tonight, I need your help working on a very tough kasha. Parsha Shoftim opens up talking about judges, but proceeds to talk about all different types of leadership. You have judges, you have enforcers, you have rabbanim, you have poskim, you have beis din, and one of the people on the list is a Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the people that they have an obligation to listen to the Nevi'im that Hashem sends them. Navi mikir b'cha me'achecha kamoni yakim lecha Hashem elokecha. God will one day give you a Navi just like me, Moshe says. A love tishmon, you must listen to him. You must listen to the words of the Navi. The Rambam in his 13 Principles of Faith, number 6, he lists the mitzvah, or the principle of faith, to believe in the Nevi'im, to trust what the Nevi'im said was emes, and to follow their commandments that the Nevi'im tell us Hashem wants us to do. Mishershi HaMitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch in 516, he explains very simply, we're all striving to understand Ratzon Hashem. We're all striving to do what Hashem wants from us. How are we supposed to know what Hashem wants from us? He sends us Nevi'im, he sends us prophets who carry his word, who carry his message. We have to listen to the Nevi'im to understand what Hashem wants from us. Unfortunately, without Nevi'im, how do we accomplish this? We look in the Torah. The Torah is our closest avenue to figure out what it is Hashem wants from us. However, this raises a very serious problem. Because what is the punishment for a person who does not listen to the words of a Navi? The pasuk continues, V'haya ha'ish asher lo yishmal el devaray, asher yadabar b'shmi, a person who doesn't listen to what the Navi says, God says, Anochi edrosh me'imo. God says, I'll seek that person out. I'll take care of him. What does that mean? Is that a financial penalty? Malchus? So Chazal say in Sanhedrin, it refers to Misa B'nei Shemayim. Very serious punishment reserved for very serious crimes. Person doesn't put on tefillin, bittul aseh. Nothing happens to them in this world. A person violates a law, eats chazer, yechayev malchus. Different punishments. Misa b'nei shemayim is a very serious punishment. A person doesn't listen to a navi, they're chayev misa b'nei shemayim. Which raises an interesting question. The Torah contains the prophecies of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a navi, adon hanaviim. So wouldn't that mean any person who fails to observe any mitzvah in the Torah has violated this mitzvah of not following the Navi and is chayev misa b'nei shemayim? You don't put on tefillin? It's bittul aseh. No! You don't listen to the Navi, you're chayev misa b'nei shemayim. Eat chazer, go against the Navi, to not eat chazer. You're chayev misa b'nei shemayim. Every avera should be chayev misa b'nei shemayim, no? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Navi. That's the Rambam's 7th principle of faith. The Moshe was Adon HaNavim, Av LaNavim, Amitis. So why would it be true that we have different categories of mitzvos? All mitzvos should be the word of a Navi. And they should all be Chayim Misa B'nei Shemayim. It's Michas Chinas Kasha. Michas Chinas wants to know, how could it be that every violation of the Torah, Asay Los Asay, isn't also a violation of failing to listen to the Navi? What do you got? What do you think? No. Moshe Rabbeinu told us what Hashem wanted. That's what a Navi does. Okay. But some of them are tilin is, and shofar is, and lulav is, and sukkah is. Those are words of the Navi, no? Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. Shtar kasha, no? Shtar kasha. Menachas Chinuch himself suggests, based on a reading of Rashi in Sanhedrin, he says maybe that the Avera, your Chai of Misa B'nei Shemayim for, is only if you are skeptical of the Navi's authority at all. A person who says, this is a true Navi, I believe what he's saying, I believe that God wants what he's saying God wants, I'm just lazy. I'm just hungry. I just don't care. He's willful and he's deliberate and he's disgusting. That's not this Avera. So a person who doesn't keep the Torah because it's expensive, or because there are strong taivas to eat chazer, or to sleep in, a person like that would not be violated in this mitzvah only because they're not questioning Moshe's authority as a Navi, they're just lazy, or tired, or hungry. But there's a strong implication there. That implies that a person who really does doubt Moshe Rabbeinu's authority would in fact be chayav misa b'nei shemayim for all taryag mitzvahs. It's a big chiddush, no? Wild chiddush. Rav Shechter in the Hakdama to Ginas Egos discusses this question And he quotes from Soloveitchik, who says there's a difference between Torah's Moshe and Nevuah's Moshe. The things we find in the Torah are not to be treated as Nevuahs. Those are mitzvahs. Those are Torahs. The etymology, he explained that the word Torah means Horah. Torah was always meant to be Ledoros, things that are binding on us as mitzvahs, which is different than a Navi, Nivs Vasayim, a Navi speaks. A Navi gives messages for the people of his door. Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu, Micha, they give messages for people of their door. Interestingly, Soloveitchik explained, Moshe had a status of a Navi as well. And there were certain things he told the people that were only Horasha also. Not to leave their house on the night of Makas Bechoros, not to ascend Har Sinai during the time of Kabbalah HaTorah, not to leave over Man. Those weren't mitzvos ledoros. We don't keep those mitzvos. They weren't intended to be ledoros. Those were Moshe's nevuos. Sayin Echanami, a person in those days who violated the command of leaving the house or going up the mountain, would be Chayav Misa B'nei Shemayim. Moshe was no worse because he was the top Navi. Very interesting idea. The Yesod is very important. If we don't look at mitzvos as, well, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi and he once told the people this, and it was passed down to people, so therefore we observe it today because our ancestors had to follow the Navi of their time. There's a different darga to Moshe Rabbeinu altogether. He's not just the best of all the Nevi'im. His Nevuah, the Rambam writes, is a totally different category. It's a totally different of the 13 principles of faith. The whole essence of the Torah is not just about the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a different category altogether with different rules to follow them as Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. Have a good night.